Very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. And this is Live Program. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are looking at the business opportunity promises given to Zimbabweans in the diaspora by Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube, who is in the United States of America.
We are also going to discuss what is happening to Zimbabweans in South Africa, where locals there are attacking foreigners.
But first of all, Finance Minister Ncube and his delegation together with Ambassador to the U.S. Kadia Sikwamba over the weekend met with some diasporans based here in the USA who are interested in investing back home.
The minister is said to have promised the diasporans business opportunities in mining, renewable energy, agriculture, manufacturing, tourism and chemical sector, while the attendees wanted to know more on diaspora bond issuance and whether they will be able to take their money out of the country after investing.
Ncube was in Washington, D.C., where he was attending the 2023 meeting of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund meetings from 18th to the 24th of April 2022.
We are also going to look at what is happening in Ukraine at the war between Ukraine and Russia, following Russia's invasion of that country.
And as usual, we are going to be joined by our guests who are going to help us unpack this issue.
Wangu wadi watereri ni watariri, tiro gamchira inasi kuchirongwa chedu che diaspora. Tiro kutarisa ziriku itika, kana kutushiriku sanga ya newa nawe Zimbabwe, waruku nzeko inyika. Nasi musuwe chita tu. Zua riri musi, date riri 27 April. 2022. Tichiona kuti vazhinji vari kunze kwenyika hanzi vane chidokwa dokwa chekudyara mari nekutanga mabhizimusi kuZimbabwe. Nekuda kuziva kuti mikana iyo yakavhurika sei, vanoiwana sei. Ndo zvakaita vana veZimbabwe vari muno muAmerica vakakwanisa kunge mukupera kwesvondo vachisangana negurukota rezvemari vaMthuli Ncube avanga vari kuno kana kuti vachiri muno kumusangano weIMF neWorld Bank. Uri kuitwa oshitarisa mamiriro enyatso upfumi nyika dzakasiyana siyana. Vana veZimbabwe vari muno vachibatsirwa nemuzinda weZimbabwe vakakwanisa kunge vachiwana mukana wekusangana navaNcube vachikurukura nekunzwa mikana yemabhizimusi yavanokwanisawo kunge vachipinda kuZimbabwe. Tinonzwa kuti vakavimbiswa kunzi aiwa mikana iriko, kune mikana yakawanda kunyaya dzekuchera zvicherwa, nyaya dzemhando dzemoto kana anga yemarenewable energy. Zvakaita kushandisa zuva, kushandisa mhepo nezvimwe zvakadaro, nyaya dzekurima, dzekugadzira idzi manufacturing, kushanyirwa kwenyika, tourism, nenyaya dzemachemical, mishonga iyo tinoona kuti kazhinji pari zvino muzvirimwa papi pane machemicals anenge achishandiswa, hanzi mikana iri kweizere. Asi vana veZimbabwe vakapinda musangano uyu vatakwanisa kunge tichitaurawo navo vari kutaurawo kuti aiwa taida kunzwisisawo zvakare pamusoro penyaya dzemari dzinokwanisa kubatsirwa nadzo nehurumende kupo vanenge vachida kutanga mabhizimusi ikoko kuZimbabwe, sezvavanonzwa zvichinzi zvinoitwa nehurumende kune vana vanenge vachibva kune dzimwe nyika, zvisoro zvedzimwe nyika zviri kutanga mabhizimusi muZimbabwe. Kwoitawo nyaya yemabhondi hanzi vaida kunzwisisa pamusoro penyaya yekuti munhu akanga aisa mari yake kuZimbabwe anokwanisa here kunge achiwana mukana wekuwana yavanoti diaspora bond, kana kuti kutengeserwa kwekubatsirwa kana zvikwerete zvinokwanisa kuitika pakati zvehurumende nevanenge vachida kudyara mari vana veZimbabwe ivo vari kunze kwenyika. Tinoziva kuti mabhondi aya zviwirirano zvinenge zvaitwa pakati pemukwereti nemukwereteswa vachiwirirana kuti aiwa mari iyi inozonge ichibva mukupera kwegore kana kuti mukupera kwenguva yakati. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvaida kunzwisiswa nevana veZimbabwe. Tichatarisawo zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa. Vamwe vangati manyanya kutaura nezvenyaya iyi, asi chatisingakanganwa ndechekuti kuSouth Africa kune chiitiko zuva nezuva, zvinenge zvichingoitika zviitiko zviri kuitwa pamusoro pekushungurudzwa kuri kuitwa vana veZimbabwe nevekune dzimwe nyika vari muSouth Africa imo nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa. Saka tinenge tichida kunzwa vanenge vaine mukana wekupinda muchirongwa kuti mutiudze kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei pari nhasi. Isusu tiri kupaiwo zvatinenge tichiwana. Tatarisawo hondo iri kuitika kuUkraine zvichitevera kupinda kweRussia munyika iyi. Ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura, Chris.
Yebo kambe Jonga, labalaleli siyadhibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lweStudio 7 Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke siphethe indaba ezimbalwa. Udaba olumqoka esixoxa ngalo ludaba lohambo lukamphathintambo obona ngezemali ezenotho ke umnumzana Mthuli Ncube. Umnumzana Ncube ke ukhona apha sikhuluma nje kwele Melika lapho kade senza khona imihlangano lenhlanganiso ephathisa amazwe ngemali, inhlanganiso ye-IMF. Uthe khona ekhonapha eWashington DC wathatha lelo xesha elokuthi akhulumisane ke lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala ngapha kwele Melika befuna ukuzwa kuye umnumzana Mncube ukuthi khona bengenza njani ukuthi basunguleke amabhizimusi abo khonale eZimbabwe. Uncube sizwa kuthiwa ubatshelile sibili ukuthi hayi bengabuya njalo wabakhuthaza ukuthi kona kuyenzakala sibili ukuthi bayesungula amabhizimusi abo, kodwa-ke bona bebengani bayakhalakhala bebuza ukuthi manje pho singahambisa imali yethu kona ngapho eZimbabwe, asoze sithi ngemva kweminyaka sibone imali yethu isiguquliwe njalo isingamabhondi ingasathengi lutho lokunye okunjalo. Sizakhangela njalo le ndaba ezijiyeneyo, indaba ezibalisa udaba lwe-South Africa lapho esazi khona ukuthi kungani kulo dubo abantu bayathwele nzima izalwane zeZimbabwe zithwaliswe nzima ke izalwane zakwele South Africa ezithi hayi selisithathele imisebenzi yethu, ngcono libuyele emakhaya enu. Sikhangele njalo lo daba lwe-Ukraine lapho okulempi ekhona le-Russia. Sizaziphatha ke lezo ndaba lezinye nje ezizabuya, silabanye bethu esibanxusileyo ukuthi basincedise ke ukuthi siphathe lezi ndaba. Jonga
Ongu, Chris, I hope you have our guests lined up there. Maybe you can pull them up so that they can join the show.
Yes, Jonga, we have Mr. Tim Moringai. Welcome.
Thank you very much for bringing me to your program.
Yes, maybe you can introduce yourself, Mr. Moringai, and we also have Mr. Regis Vusango Charumbira, who is also on the show. Thank you so much. Mr. Moringai, you are a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change, political party, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And you are the secretary for U.S.
Not anymore.
Okay. And then we have Mr. Charumbira Vusango, who is the chairperson for ZANU-PF in North America. He's based in Canada. Maybe we can start with throwing a question to Mr. Moringai on your take on the meeting that we had took place over the weekend between some Zimbabweans and Minister Mthuli Ncube. Over issues of investment in Zimbabwe, investing in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Jonga and Mr. Gandhi. The issue of Zimbabweans investing in Zimbabwe from the diaspora has never been a problem. The problem is the management and the laws that are applied when you invest your money. We see that Zimbabwean investment right now is a very risky thing because we see the fluctuation of RTGS, which is not stable at all. And if you read the comments that are coming from Professor Steve Hanke, they'll show that the inflation rate was pegged at like 179%. So I think for those who attended the meetings with the Honorable Ncube, they might have got the answers. I didn't have the opportunity. But the idea and the concept is okay. It's just in the legislation and the laws that guide investment.
Thank you so much. Chris.
Yes, Mr. Moringai, what do you think of the environment in Zimbabwe, the business environment? When you say it's a good thing to do, but what do you think is the environment? Is it conducive for people to start to business?
As we can all see, as Zimbabweans, when we invest your money, your hard-earned money, you're expecting to get at least profit. Because I don't think there's anybody that goes into business trying to while up time or waste their time or anything like that. I think at the moment, the Zimbabwean climate or the investment culture is not conducive for diasporans or anybody that wants to do serious business in Zimbabwe.
Okay. Tinoona kuti vamwe vana veZimbabwe vakawana mukana mukupera kwesvondo kuti vanga vachisangana negurukota rezvemari vamwe zvinafundo Mupfuli Ncube avo vanga vari muno muAmerica kumusangano weIMF neWorld Bank. Tinozva kuti vana veZimbabwe vakasangana navaNcube vaida kunzwisisa pamusoro pemikana inokwanisa kuwanikwa navana veZimbabwe yekuti vange vachitanga mabhizimusi. Vakavimbiswa kuti aiwa mikana iriko munyaya dzezvicherwa, kushanyirwa kwenyika, kurima, nyaya dzemhando dzemoto nezvimwe zvakadaro mikana iriko. Asi vana veZimbabwe vanga vari vachida kunzwisisawo nyaya yekuti ndakaisa mari yangu kubhizimisi, ndinokwanisa here kuzoiburitsa kuti ndinge ndichidzoka nayo kuno kuAmerica? Asi takanzwa kuti vakavimbiswa kuti aiwa zvinoita. Vakuru vanoti muromo hauzarirwe nerwizi, chese chii chinogona kubvumika pamuromo? Zvii zvamungataura?
Maita basa mukomajonga, nyaya yeinvestment kana kuisa mari yako muZimbabwe is one inofanira kunge iri premier thing chinoitika munyika, mainvestments nezvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe. Asi tinoona kuti isusu government yeZimbabwe iripo ezvinezvi haina let's say consistent kana kuti nyaya dzematongerwe enyika kuratidza kuti vanokwanisa kuchengeta mari dzinenge dzakandwa muekonomi, kuti iwewe semunhu anenge achigara mudiaspora uzouya uchitora mari yako uchibuda nayo. Tinoona kuti ezvinezvi pane currency yatiri kushandisa inonzi RTGS. Kudzika nekukwira kwairi kuita zvinoratidza kuti iwe semunhu kana ukakanda mari yako uchiti pamwe ndoda kuvhura business mushusto, mangwana bhutsu dzako dziri kutengwa nemutengo wakati, mangwana unenge wachinja, next week unenge waane imwe price. Saka situation dzakadaro hadzibatsiri munhu ari serious nekuda kukanda mari muekonomi yeZimbabwe kana ari mudiaspora. Tinoziva kuti madiasporans anocontributa billion pagore negore muekonomi yeZimbabwe. Saka that is one area that kusinamurao hatisi kukwanisa.
Okay, ndaenda kutaura kuti foni inenge yanga ichida ichimboita static, ndokunga pari kuita dambudziko remasaisai. Kuuya imwe nyaya iri kuchemwawo nevana veZimbabwe yekuti hongu tinokwanisa kunge tichiisa mabhizinesi nezvimwe zvese, asi chinhu chikuru chatiri kuda nyaya yekubvumiswa kuvhota. Tinonzwa kuti nyaya iyoyo haina kunge hayo ichikurukurwa kumusangano ikoko, asi inyaya iri mukati mezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Zvii zvamungataura?
Inyaya yakakosha kwazvo nokuti inonzi there's no taxation without representation, ndofunga makamboinzwa sei iyoyo. Saka kana vana veZimbabwe vari diaspora vari kucontributa $1 billion, hazvikwanisiwo here kuti vapiwewo mukana wekuvhota kuti varatidzewo zvido zvavo, kuti varatidze kuti vanhu vavanoda kuti vavarepresente in government ndevai?
Rambai makabata zvishoma, ndimboedza kubata Dr. Gwinya Muzorewa kuti vange vachipinda muchirongwa tinge tichikurukurawo navo pamwe chete. Dr. Muzorewa, makadii Dr. Muzorewa?
Yes baba, makasimba here?
Takasimba Dr. Muzorewa, tatove pachirongwa chedu. Kuno uku ndina vanoitwa vatimu Muringai, nhemo yebato reCitizens Coalition zvavo vari muno muAmerica. Tine vamwe vachapinda muchirongwa nokuti vari kukondorora chirongwa. Mumwe wangu aranzi Chris Gandhi, handisi kuona kuti ndiani vamwe vari lined up. Saka ndataiwa regai ndimbobata Dr. Muzorewa pari zvino tinzwa kuti nyaya dzatiri kukurukura mungatibatsirwa nepo.
We talked to Jonga there, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so let me bring up Mr. Musango and let's hear what he's got to say. Mr. Musango, what's your take? We had the minister here and he was talking to members of the diaspora about possibilities of investing back home. What's your take?
Thank you very much. Do you mind if I put my phone on the side while I was speaking?
It's okay.
Thank you, Brother Chris, for that. First and foremost, I want to appreciate the President of Zimbabwe, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa. When he assumed office, he promised Zimbabweans all over the world that Zimbabwe belongs to them, and they should be the ones to come and build their country. So he did not hide or shy away from giving an opportunity to all Zimbabweans, especially in our days. He's talking more of those in the diaspora to be part and parcel of every progress that is happening in our country. The reason why he set aside Comrade Mthuli and Ambassador Chifamba to meet with Zimbabweans, not in terms of politics, but in terms of naturality, that all Zimbabweans should come home and invest, and the investment opportunities are there in mining, agriculture, in health, and all other things. So we as Zambia, we see that as an opportunity that every Zimbabwean should partake on. It's not about politics. I understand that there's always going to be politics that is thrown into the middle of this. But there are people who are investing in Zimbabwe. I was in Zimbabwe in December. I came back in February. When I went there, I was wondering if all the white people who were actually in the plane were actually disembarking in Zimbabwe. But when we go to Robert Gabriel International, everybody left the plane. And my question was, where are these people going? And we as, you know, Zimbabweans in the diaspora, we are sitting here and we are not taking the opportunity that is there for us. There are people who are investing in Zimbabwe from other nationalities. They don't wait. They don't throw politics in the middle. They just go right on and take the investment. So we were looking for farms, and they told us that what you can do now is just to rent the farm, because the opportunity of getting a farm is not there anymore. People came from all over and they applied for land and they were given land. So now land is becoming scarce. Why? It is because we are taking everything else in the diaspora. We try to play too much politics and we lose opportunities because time is not on our side. There are those that just go on the ground once they see the opportunity and they take the opportunity right away while we are busy discussing and, politicizing each and every opportunity. So I want to thank the Ambassador Chifamba and Comrade Minister Mthuli for such an engagement with the Zimbabweans. And I'm sure all the questions that were answered, some of them, we have some of the questions, we have some of the answers that they gave, especially the issues of finance, that when you invest and you want to take your money, outside the country, those opportunities are there. The government is actually even waiting to ease the process of you transferring your money, because when you invest, you are in charge of your money, not the government. And so they are crafting the laws that will govern how the money is going to be transferred, but there is not going to be too much restrictions as they were before. The reasons why we had those restrictions, it was because we were at a developmental stage where we were trying to fix our country from the inflation that was there, trying to create a better exchange rate, trying to get a better way of exchange in terms of exchanging our monetary affairs in our own country. That's why now we have the new RTGS from what we used to have before, and we have got the use of the US dollars and also the arms. Those are some of the ways of transacting in Zimbabwe. So I think if we don't play too much politics into it and we go on the economic side of it, there is the investment environment is very conducive, and people are taking advantage of this new dispensation and the promises that it said it was going to deliver, which they are already delivering. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let me see if we can bring in Dr. Gwinyam Zorewa. He's on the line, on the phone, and I think he heard what Mr. Regis Charumbira, Kusango of ZANU-PF, just said. Dr. Mzorewa, welcome to our show.
Mazita.
Yes, Dr. Mzorewa, manzwa zvakazvichitaurwa nemutaura vakutaura varegister Rumbira Kusango ndiwo sachigaro yeZANU-PF kudunhu reNorth America. Vari kutaura kuti aiwa chinokanganisa vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika chikuru inyaya yekuti pese panongoiswa matongerwo enyika. panime kuti patariswa kuti chinhu chakangonakira mwana weZimbabwe zvisinei nekuzoti chaiswa asi dai zvadai nekuti zvine matongerwo enyika nyaya iri yekuti mikana yekuisa kana kutanga mabhizimusi kumusha izere iri kunzi izere kumusha uku ndizvo zvamungataura
tinotenda nekutaura kwaita chairman wemusangano uri kutonga nyika mazuva anaya zvimwe zvawataura ndinowirana nazvo nekuti inini ndine mombe dzangu kuhwedza handiri kurenda papurazi paumwe munhu asingagoni kumaneja dhipurazi so akati ndipa kuti ndifudzire mombe dzangu ipapo nembudzi dzangu inini ndakasvika asi wachairman nyasa yekunzi ndakasvika kuZimbabwe ndikataura naminista welands ndine 200,000 US dollars ndichida kuti ndiuda purazi that was 5 years ago nanhasi handisati ndaiwana hani zvepolitiki ba ndezvekuzungaira zvinoitwa nevanodaro because ed wakati Zimbabwe is open for business saka ndakaenda nemari yangu 200,000 US asi nanhasi handisati ndawana munda izvozvezvo zvinoita kuti uzofunga kuti maybe pari chinoda kugadziriswa mufungwa mangu ndinofunga kuti choda kugadziriswa it doesn't matter which party is ruling the country choda kugadziriswa is the rule of law nyika inofanira kunge ichizivana kuti ine mutemo kana nyika ine mutemo an investor can go to Zimbabwe and invest money achita zvaanoita achiziva kuti investment yake is secure is protected that protection kana yapo it doesn't matter who rules the country nyika inofamba zvakanaka iye zvinezvi chiri kuita kuti vamwe mainvestors azeze kuenda kundoita invest kuZimbabwe ndezvekuti havana shuwa nesecurity yeinvestment yavo so regai nditi Mr. Chairman mataura zvakanaka very eloquently ndazvifarira izvozvo asi kana takuya kupolitics hatisiye kunzeba ini ndiriwe the UANC the UANC inobhiriva neintegrity tikaita tikapractisa what we preach zvinofamba zvakanaka chiri kunoita kuZimbabwe inyaya yekuti somewhere mumaofices umu munotambwa politics dzisina chekuita nebusiness ichozvo ndo chinonyaonetsa ichocho ndakudza experience yangu just as an example however regai nditi nyika iyi zvatakatairira kuti tive neupfumi kwete kuti tirave tiri mudiaspora kugara mudiaspora kupfumisa dzimwe nyika ngatitore zvatinotora kuno todzoka nazvo kumusha kwedu toita invest kumusha kwedu nyika yedu yosimukira ndo zvatinoda izvozvo wachairman doesn't matter who is ruling toda kuti nyika yedu yezimbabwe ipfume upfumi huri mukudhara chasara mabatiro atinoita upfumi hwacho nemafambiro atinoita so zvakataurwa naminister ntui kudc that sounded very good when we go on the ground ndo zvinozonetsa manje implementing those things can be a problem because of certain people who don't know the difference between business and politics mazita Mr. Chairman and mazita yenyu wakandimira
thank you so much Dr. Muzero arambai muripo tinzwe kuna vatimu muringai vebato Citizens Coalition for Change varipo pachirongwa vamuringai taurai tinzwe
maita basa vajonga ndinotenda vatauri vanga varipo before me tazvinzwira from Dr. Zoreo kuti implementation ndo iri kunetsa ndo zvatiri kutaura kuti rule of law is very important tinoziva kuti pakauya government tiri kunzwa sekuru vangu vamusango vachitaura kuti hanzi president Mnangagwa vakaunza a climate of change a climate of investment nezvakadaro daro but ivo vari kuunza politics in the beginning but then kana vakupa dzimwe nyaya zvonzi let's not put politics hapana nyika inofamba isina political administration iri kutaura kuti marule of law akamira sei saka kana tikagadzirisa politics dzedu tikagadzirisa rule of law yedu tikaita zvinhu zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa handione Zimbabwe iri in the same situation yairi handione Zimbabwe ine 4 million madiasporans ari musouth africa handione Zimbabwe ine madiaspora ndofunga takusvika ma200 kana 300,000 muamerica muuk muaustralia vanhu vese vanodzokera kumusha saka tiotaura kuti hapana chinofamba kana mapolicies eadministration ekutonga asina kuibhekwa by the rule of law nezviri kuitika manzwa vamuzorevo achitaura vega kuti vakatraya kuinvesta 200,000 3 or 4 years ago. Nana, abasati vawana farm, maitaba.
Zinotenda skuru, wa muringai. Adizwe kuti Chris Gande anokwanisa here kuti dzosera vabusango kuti tinzwe kuti vari kutambira sei mashoko ataurwa nevatauri vaviri ava Chris.
Yes, Jonga. Yes.
Yes, vabusango ndofunga mazwa dzataurwa na Dr. Gunyai Mudzorewa the UANC nemashoko ataurwawo navatimu Muringai the Citizens Coalition for Change.
Thank you very much. I think I'll start by acknowledging you attempted to invest, but you went back with your wallet in your pocket. If possible, let me get your number or give your number to Mr. to the team there, so we can further discuss going forward. If you still want to invest or to look into the land, because I don't think it was very fair for you to go to the minister, and then there was no answer. So if you are still interested, I'm sure we can have some discussions, and it's not going to understand going forward. It's not going to get out, it's not going to so that you get your help.
Vavo, sango ni kubate imro mwajinisa kwaenda kure. Zino fanango jishika ere, ipa vekuti wano zonzi, gatika ura na ene kuseri, kana kutumuna, hano fanango takapinda mu office, ose vashupira.
Right. Apanda atawara, ndikati wa mbara wa msore wa vazukuru edu. Zandi kwaza, wakuti, ndo zakaitika. Asiso kika ne kumbasure. Asiso kika ne seri kwedo. Exactly. And what I'm simply saying is, we are part of the ruling party as ZANU-PF. We have got all the positions. We've got access to our leaders. They do listen to our concerns. I'm sure there was a time that the president was saying, we need to have the opposition, especially the MDC then. They are councillors. They do want to see progress. But where they do their politics, it does not lead to us hearing their concerns. So I think what I can simply say here, Mr. Mudzorewa, is that I'm not saying we are doing politics whereby we go behind the door and say, let's do this. No. Yours should be a public announcement. That's the reason why I said I would want to communicate with you and try to help you to achieve what you want to achieve, because you fought for the land, your family fought for the land, so you, like any other Zimbabwean, you deserve to have a piece of land if you have the resources that can accord you to do so. So why can't I also assist you? If I'm able to assist you, this is what I'm saying. We are here to assist each and every Zimbabwean who has got a concern. That's the reason why we are not going to end only on this platform, Mr. Jonga. We hear concern from this platform. What we can partake on, we partake on after. So basically, let me answer your question very clearly. What you said, I've heard it. And yes, the rule of law for sure. But I think some of these things, they are not really the rule of law. Because the president is on the top. He has his ministers. He has his MPs, councillors, as we go down. Kuma chiefs, Masabuki, and so on and so on. Some of these issues that we have, they are individuals who are actually working with the president. And some of them, they are not for the progress that he's looking forward for. And it's us now who should actually go to some of those offices, or even go to His Excellency himself and say, Your Excellency, we have got an issue that Mr. Mudzorewa went through. Do you know that there are issues like this and this and this? How is he going to know if we don't approach him? He said, I'm a listening president. I myself, I've met with him many times on an individual basis, and we discussed some issues that Zimbabweans had concerns with as the chairperson of this, this North America we are in. So he's a listening president, and for sure, if we go to him, or if we take our concerns back to him, or even to the minister, I'm sure the minister who is there now for agriculture or for land is not the minister that you, Mr. Mudzorewa, approached then. So I'm sure we can still work things out for you to at least get a piece of land even a much bigger piece of land to rent or even to partner with the government. Because they told us that if you have the resources and you have if you write your proposal and you got the resources, you can either partner with the government. I know, Mr. Mzorewa, something will be done for you.
Thank you so much.
Inini ndakaomba nyaya dzekuti tiriwana wevhu tirikurwira nyika yeZimbabwe kuma 70s naika tichizvitiwana wevhu kuti ndisvike zvinezvi ndichiita beg for a piece of land ku government ndozvandakaona kuti ndakupedza nguva yangu saka ni ndakamutsiridza musangano we the UANC handisi kuda power ba so much. What I want is to be in a position kuti munhu wese weZimbabwe asununguke kuita zvaanoda munyika yakasununguka. Ndosaka muri kuzwa ndichinzi ndiri mukuru, ndiri the president of the UANC. In case you know, mungafunga kuti dzimwe nguva ari kungotsvaga an opportunity to have a political party. It's because deep down in my heart ndiri kuti kuneseka kwandakaita, I don't want anyone else who is a Zimbabwean kuti aite go through that. Saka ndati aiwa, weZANU-PF have done their best for 42 years. Zvasarira izvi topedzesawo zvakanaka. Saka nai sekuru mukati pamukana toda kuti the UAC ichipinde. Kana tapinda isusu hapazoita vanhu marefugees zvakare, because wese vanhu vakatiza munyika yeZimbabwe must come back to their country. Nekuti kana mane rule of law, kana mane rule of law, vanhu wese vanodzoka vachisununguka vachiziva kuti vanowana marurambiro avo, vanowana mahuman rights avo zvakanaka. And the business rinofamba zvakanaka. Sekurega ndikutaurire, musaite downplay nyaya yepolitics. Political situation, environment, ndo inoita create kuti mainvestors auye akasununguka. So it is very, very important. I want to agree nemunhu weCCC ataura kuti politics haisiyo bado, unenge utori musimbodzi, musoro wenyaya. Nekuti munhu wese munyika yaanenge agere anoda kuitwa assured kuti zvinhu zvake zviri safe. Saka ani inini kuti semutungamiri wethe UAS chandiri kuwawarira is to normalize the situation in Zimbabwe kuti zvinhu zviite normal, kuti vanhu vachienda kumaoffices vaita mabasa avo. Doesn't matter kuti ndiwe musangano upi, anosevhwa negovernment officials zvakanaka semunhu wozvake. It's interesting kuti mataura kuti the minister apo weland amutsva and akaenda kukwina washiri but he's gone. But that's all right. So it is this platform has the utara nenya ye praz yangu. By the way, ndakaenda kwa mutare ndikataura nenya ye munda iyoyo ndikanzi ndakatanga kunzwanzi uri mupora here, ndikati is that a qualification to get a land? Ndakati I'm not in Poland and I will not be in Poland in order to get a piece of land. Makonzo, saka politics iri kuzwa pamberi nevanhu vari kushoko. Kwanza pamberi zvepolitics, you are quite right to say that hazvifaniri kudaro. Saka tadi isusu ngapachipinde hurumende inoita kuti zvinhu zviite zvazvinofanira kuita. The UAANC ndo inozvigona izvozvo, especially that ndine experience yekudzvinyirirwa naSmith, ndine experience yekudzvinyirirwa nevanhu vekwangu. Saka inini semutendi, semunhu ari committed to freedom, ndoda kuti ndichiende panyanga pekuti when I called the tune ndikataura vanhu veZimbabwe kuti going forward, no more corruption. One of things, why? Because I am not corrupt. When I say going forward, no more state capture. One of things, why? Because one of the professor, you was under tower. So, what is it? Zimbabwe, to that one, it's a shame, kuti Tingati is also 4 million people, a third of the country. One of Buddha, kuti zanyika yao ine upfumi wakadaro. Varungu vazhinji vachiuya kuzotora upfumi hwedu, isu tichitiza kotsvaga upfumi somewhere else. It's a shame. I want to reverse that and I can reverse that. I can reverse that because I believe kutonga nyika hakunetsi. Chinonetsa kuita utsotsi. Utsotsi ndohunonetsa. Nekuti kutonga nyika unongoda kuti zvinhu zvese zviite right, zviite normal, zviite straightforward, zviite transparent, zviwe accountable. When you do that, every system inenge ichidziite basa rayo. Saka ni sekuru zvinhu zvinofamba zvakanaka. The UANC is going to normalize the situation in Zimbabwe. Vanhu vese vada kuita invest in Zimbabwe vachatoziva kuti aiwa zvanaka, because apa hapachina hapachina chitsotsi oro ma bribes kana chika na chizvine zvikangoitwa izvozvo zvehutsotsi hamuyeri ari ndiye anotanga kuenda kujeri kuti akaenda kujeri nemhaka yehutsotsi akaenda kujeri nemhaka yecorruption iye zvinezvi vanhu vese vanoenda kujeri necorruption unozonzwa nyaya zvaibudisi zvakanaka inini kana ndapo anoenda kujeri anonanikwa pachena vanhu vese vachiziva kuti munhu uyu akaenda kujeri nemhaka yecorruption vamwe vese vobva vanzwa kuti aiwa masamba achinja makombe wawera
Thank you, Dr. Mzero. And I would come here 30 seconds. Mungo Taura in English, which for the benefit of our listeners, Vamwanengo Asingas Veshona, so that they understand what we are talking about.
Oh, yes. I just want to say that the whole thing of Zimbabwe is a pity that we have over a third of citizens who have left the country because of the political situation in the country. To say that people leave the country in order to go to green pastures, that's just a smooth way to say things. People are running away because the human rights are not observed in Zimbabwe. Things are difficult. So I am saying that now the UAS is coming back to give leadership that promises people that there will be rule of law. And when there's rule of law, everybody's going to know that they have their rights as human beings to as citizens to get what they are entitled to. So the UAS is coming with a different punch, with a different focus. We do recognize that. First of all, we have to create a political atmosphere that is conducive to business. Unless and until that is done, there's no way we can cheat people and lure people to come back to Zimbabwe. After 6 months, they run away faster than they came in. We don't want to do that. We want to promise people that they can come and their investments are safe because the government is straightforward. There is a rule of law, and every official knows that they are accountable. They are accountable to the law. And by the way, the UAS believes that everybody is below the law. There's no one who is above the law. Currently, you have some people in Zimbabwe who believe that they are above the law, and that is unfortunate. All democratic countries that are successful, they believe that everybody, including the president, is below the law.
Thank you so much.
Can I just come in?
Thank you so much, Dr. Mzerua. Yes, Ramuringai, Taurating with Chris Zobati.
All right. I just want to thank you, Dr. Mzerua. Thank you, Ramusango. What we want to do is like what Dr. Mzerua has said is very true. At the same time, why is Ratawa the chairman with Zanu PFOT? He will take the issues and then he will talk to the ministers and they know somebody else. That is the very system that we want to get rid of. If you are coming to Zimbabwe to do business, why should I talk to a ZANU-PF chairperson in America to facilitate anything that needs to be done? Dosaka CCC, is talking about devolution. Devolution of power, devolution of administration.
Muringai, Chris, vanenge vadonha ndofunga tombonzwa kubva kuna vavhusango muchidzosa vamuringai pachirongwa.
Yes,
vavhusango.
I think he's muted. Let me see.
Mr. Vusango, may you unmute and continue?
He's not muted somehow, but he's not.
Okay, maybe he can sort that out. Because hatisikuanzwa. Regai tinzwe Chris unenge une mumwe mudare watanai pachirongwa. Vavhusango, hatisikunzwai. Yes, allow Chris, go ahead.
Okay, Jonga, we have Mr. Muringai back. Let me put him back. And we also have Mr. Shongedzai.
Okay, yes. Thank you very much. I was Mr. just saying...
Welcome to the show. We just want to welcome...
Mr. Mawoko Matanda.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to respond to what Dr. Gwinyai Msorewa had said. There is no reason for him to go to the chairperson with ZANU-PF in America for him to be connected to the business situation. If we have policies and a government in place which has a devolution mantra, you don't need to talk to the president to get anything. You don't need, the president has to just supervise the people he has put in place. Saka, is talking about devolution, which will be brought to Zimbabwe in order for us to change what we are doing. Zimbabwe belongs to everybody. Unofana kungoenda ku district office yako o pedrana nawo kana kuti ndi chief here zvinhu zvese zvofamba. Saka tikutaura isusu kuti triple C zvinhu zvese zvinotaura kunzi zvinofana kunge zvichirepresent zvichireporta kuna president. That is his job. The president's job is to make sure kuti vanhu vavakaisa muma administrative posts, ma ministers, ma governors, my permanent secretaries are doing their job to make sure Zimbabwe is functioning. My dear,
thank you so much. Muringa is a guy. Cheers. Hello. Yes. Regaitins go to a moral conveyere. Hello, Murukuanzwa. Okay. Makun Zuka Manjua for Sango Chita writings. I see a Muskuda and you patch of it. Trukungo Kunzwaipa phone. Tau writings.
Right, Nagan City Kunam Zukuanguam Surya. Ayo, as no problem, Ganamune Chishuvira Choku, Pinda Wepapo. Asi Tatipokane Pakuti, par rule of law. My human rights at Rukungota Rai. Kuzimbabwe. Tonga and Sukona violation area of my human rights. Trukona problem, you could see under the CC government in the way of political politicking that they do, where they always accuse the government and you know how they act up that there are no human rights.
Alright,
thank you. Yeah, so what I was saying is the issue here, rule of law. Zimbabwe, there is a rule of law. There's a difference between incompetent. Professor Wangawa Shaura, Guruangu. Right, we have to differentiate the two. We're talking about incompetence, where a minister who is in an office is not doing his job, or we are talking about human rights violations. What exactly are we talking about? If you are trying to acquire something, you want to get something, you want to get a mining license or a farm or something like that. Where does the rule of law play part there? How many people from the opposition who have got land?
Yes, Vusango, Mira Hitchens, Dr. Mzuriwa, what are 30 seconds? So, atenda kuna wama wako matanda, wari kutins, go, kawari. Dr. Mzuriwa, 30 seconds.
When we talk about the rule of law, the human rights things that you say you don't understand, listen, I'm very sorry to say this, but the way the CCC has been harassed when they try to assemble, it's so disgraceful that people in Zimbabwe are not allowed to assemble to hear views from one who is leading, trying to lead them to freedom. That was a disgrace, and I think even Mr. Mnangagwa said that was wrong for the police to really literally harass the CCC people just for trying to assemble. The law that we know says that when people want to have a rally, they inform the police. They don't ask for permission. They inform the police. But in this case, it seems as if the police is saying you submit an application that is subject to approval. Now, that has been very unacceptable. It is, in fact, very embarrassing. The rule of law, including human rights, human rights include things like freedom of speech. All right. CC people, when they try to speak in public, they are really regarded as an enemy of the state. And I'm saying I'm not CC, obviously, but I'm telling you that when I observe that, I know that that is wrong and that must be stopped.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mzuriwa. And this one, Vamoko Matanda, and so to Vairipa Chivitiviti. Vamoko Matanda. Hello, Dofunga Vabba. Chris, and this Kukuna Vakari, Regaitinzwe kuna vamuringai tichimirira kudzoka kwevamwe vamaoko matanda Kristo handichavaona ndofunga
vamwe. Yeah, I think he dropped. I can't see him as well. I think he's off grid.
Okay, regaitinzwe kuti ko vacharumbira muchiripo here?
Yes, ndiripo.
Rambai makabata. Regaitinzwe kuna vamuringai, taurai tinzwe vamuringai.
Maitabata, zvataura na Dr. Gwinyai, ndinowirirana nazvo chaizvo. And ndinofara nekuti kana tichitaura kuti izvo human rights isusu ve-CCC kana tichiramba chitaura zvonzi ha murungoramba muchingochema zvisipo. Saka tinotenda vaGwinyai vanyatsotaura kuti zvinhu zviri kuitika on the ground is not conducive for what ZANU-PF is preaching. Iri kutaura nevacharumbira, tiri kuziva kuti for 42 years tirikungoramba tichingopromiswa zvinhu izvozvo, nanhasi hatisati tazviwana. Maita basa.
Tinotenda. Thank you so much.
Ndipopindawo.
Okay, let's ask Mr. Muringai nesindebele. Ungatini wena lokho esesikhulume ngakho lapha? Siyabona ukubana ubaba lapho mzore uthubele mali kodwa uyehluleka ukuthi athole iplaza, athenge iplaza. Yikho yini esingakubona nxa kuyikuthi ibandla lenu liyangena embusweni, lina lingayithatha njani indaba enjalo?
Anyabonga mnumzana Gandhi. Into eqakathekileyo in any ukubusa kwelizwe is rule of law. So kade kukhulunywa ngubaba uMzorewa yikuthi wahamba eZimbabwe ele 200,000 esikhwameni efuna ukuthenga i-land. Lakathesi abangamthengiseli ilendi yangkhona. Yikho esikutshoyo ukuthi i-devolution of power kumele ukuthi ma sisikhuluma ngokuthi ama-investment anti besikhuluma ngokuthi umphathi tambo uMthuli Ncube ubebuye khuluma ngokwema-investments eZimbabwe lani. Ma umuntu onjengo Dr. Mzurewa engahamba eZimbabwe, which is a reality, ayikhona ukuphongukhuluma nje. A reality wahamba le mali yakhe wathi mina mbuye kuzoinvesta from America and then they didn't give him the opportunity. Sibona ukuthi i-CCC ikhuluma nge-devolution of power, ukuthi ingangena embusazweni izonika abantu the responsibility to run the government the way it's supposed to be run. U-president doesn't need to know about your land deal. The minister of land doesn't need. Abantu on the ground, the administrators, lama governors are responsible, lama chiefs are responsible for indaba zonoto and for the area, lama farms. So sibonuti iZANU-PF susela 1980 loki itembisa abantu ukuthi hayi sizalinika lokhu lalokhu. Wathi unanga kwengena ngo-2017 wapromise ukuthi in 100 days izinto ziyabe sezitshintshile, ama-investors ayabe sekhona, i-dualization ama emgwaqwa from Beitbridge to Chirundu lani. We've been promised a lot of things but lakathesi asikakubona.
Manje pho nxa sikhangela khona lokho kukhulunywe ngubaba uMncube uMthuli Ncube ukuthi khona abantu abasemazweni baye sungula amabhizimusi eZimbabwe. Manje kungahambelana njani nxa sibona lalokho okwenzakalayo?
Angisoze ngibone kuphumelela under the ZANU-PF government. So kumele kube lokutshintsha kwabantu abaphatha intambo or abahambisa khona i-government le administration. Sibona ukuthi in the 42 years iZANU-PF ibilokhu isithembisa, lakathesi lokhu bethembisa. Ngizwe uchairman weZANU uCharumbile lakathesi esithi hayi lokhu sizalithembisa lokhu lalokhu. Sesithe isikhathi sokwanele, akusoze kwenzakale in our lifetime ma singanika iZANU elinye ithuba. So I don't think ma ule mali yakho uhlale diaspora you can put it in Zimbabwe and expect ukuthi uzathola anything in return. It's rather you keep your money in a bank in diaspora and get interest and then wait until a government of your choice, which that case is Bonuti, ECCC, is going to win, will help you out in that situation.
Hayi, ngizwakala. Jonga.
Thank you so much. Vacharumbira, manga muchida kutaura. Taurai tinzwe tiende kuna Dr. Mzorewa.
Yeah.
Yes, how are you?
Yes, va jonga ndiri kunzwa. I think the issue is going to be the name of opposition who are trying to something using the opportunity that is there. But I think the only opportunity we have here is 2023, when the election is called, all these political parties, they can go and cast their vote and they will go and campaign. If they win, then they can do their desires. But at the moment, the ruling ZANU-PF party will continue leading the country forward and will continue doing what we are doing. Those who need land, they can come in. If you want us to help you with what we can help you, as also part and parcel of the ruling party, we can help you. If you think you can wait and say, no, I don't want help, the way that I need to get my land is this way, you can wait until 2023.
Thank you so much. Musaende rambaya muripo. Dr. Mzori wangu edu ya kumanya regaiti. Ngapane wa munu kuna watu basura maiti, mamu waka furama maiti. Dr. Mzori wa nyayati na utungo chinje. We now want to look at what is happening to Zimbabweans in South Africa. I think this is an issue that is burning and almost every day there are reports of Zimbabweans being harassed by South Africans. What's your take on this issue?
I'm also talking about happening in South Africa. What's happening to Zimbabweans who are in South Africa goes back to the whole idea of why people are leaving Zimbabwe in the first place. People are leaving Zimbabwe in search of greener pastures. And security. And so
forth. So,
first thing to work on is we are going to get rid of the violence that's happening in South Africa. The first thing to focus on making Zimbabwe livable so that Zimbabweans don't have to go across the river to South Africa. Now, having said that, I'm not saying that those who are going to South Africa are doing something wrong. No. They are looking for ways to survive. What I want to share with everybody is this idea of Pan-Africanism. The spirit of Pan-Africanism tries to bring all nations, all countries, African countries together. The reason we have to work together is so that we can help each other in times of need, not to victimize each other. It's a pity that what's happening in South Africa is really making life so meaningless, whether you are in Zimbabwe or in South Africa. So what needs to happen, in my opinion, is for the leadership to revive the spirit of Pan-Africanism, which says that whether you are South African or Zimbabwean or Malawian or whatever, you are first and foremost a human being. You are an African, and you should be welcome wherever you go, with your proper papers to work, with your qualifications to work, you should be welcome. Now, I'm not saying that the boundaries are useless. Boundaries are very important for the purposes of business and the population accountability and so forth and so on. But what is happening now, where people are really treating other human beings like animals, burning them alive, that's unnecessary. That's not called for. That's even an African to do that. People should realize that human life is very important. No one has the right to take anyone's life for any reason. If someone offends you, take them to the courts. If you are hurt by somebody, take them to the courts. You don't burn people alive. That is unacceptable. That is unacceptable. We know that South Africa became independent after Zimbabwe was independent. Okay, so Zimbabweans are supposed to really be hosting South Africans. South Africans are junior to us in terms of independence. But it seems to us, Zimbabweans are not growing up to the point where we take up responsibility as the bigger brother. So when we go to South Africa, in a way we are being punished. They're saying, go back home. Your home is punished. Go back home.
Okay, perfect.
My solution is that the leadership in Zimbabwe and South Africa should really emphasize the spirit of Pan-Africanism, that we are all one.
Mm-hmm.
strong that says
thank you.
Africa.
Thank you, Dr. Mzuriwa. Thank you, Dr. Mzuriwa. Angwa Chris.
Yes, Jonga, we have now less than 2 minutes, so we'll give a few seconds to round up to Mr. Moringai before we end the show. So, Mr. Moringai, what's your take on the situation in South Africa, especially when we look at the numbers of Zimbabweans there?
Thank you very much. The situation in South Africa is sad, and it shows, like we have been talking about, points to the failure of our government in Zimbabwe to implement policies that creates jobs and that stabilizes our economy. So our people, instead of going and putting pressure on the social and economic structures in South Africa, are not moving at that pace. So as we see the South Africans reacting, it's just a natural state of self-preservation, I think. It's a sad fact that we as Zimbabweans, as educated as we are, as blessed as we are with the country that we have a government that has no clue on how to repatriate our people and put them into jobs that will spike.
Thank you, guys. 10 seconds.
Thank you. I think the Zimbabweans in South Africa, they should just know that the reason why they are actually having to be afflicted, it is because of one political evil party called MDC or MDC Alliance. These are the people who went and borrowed sanctions. They went to the United States and to EU and called for sanctions to be imposed on our country. Now that's the reason why our government at some point was incapacitated of making jobs and the economy to grow in our own country. So now that the president is doing as much as he can to make sure that the economy goes back on top again, we are already a breadbasket of Africa as far as the food is concerned. So we thank the president for that. But MDC Alliance or Chamisa himself, he should stop inflicting pain on Zimbabweans by asking sanctions, which has led our country to be where it is. Our country is suffering economically, and our people are leaving our country because of the economy. This all was caused by the MDC Alliance. So
thank you so much.
Too. That was very wrong.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Jonga, let's wrap it up. I would like to thank our guests for joining us. Jonga, you can line them up.
Yes, I want to thank Mr. Tim Moringai, member of the Citizens Coalition for Change, based here in the United States. Mr. Regis Charumbira Busango, chairman of ZANU-PF North America. Dr. Gwinyai Muzerewa, president of the UANC. And Mr. Shongedzai Maokumatanda, who just briefly came into the show, and unfortunately, he didn't have the opportunity to speak because his battery died before he spoke. Thank you so much, Chris. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Maryland.
And this is Chris Kande. Let's meet again next week. Good night.
Vatereri veStudio 7 vanotibata pamasaisai esatellite. Tine chiziviso chakakosha. Tinoda kuzivisai kuti VOA Africa muZimbabwe yave nemasaisai matsva anoti SES 5KU band ne C band transponders. Kana muchida kunzwa zvizere, endai pa website yedu ye www.voashona.com kana pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona.
Umsakazo we Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Africa okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES 5 ku-band le-C band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet. Livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe-Facebook ngu-VOA Ndebele naku-Twitter ngu-VOA Ndebele. Kubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460